The Hobbit MTG cards worth checking in 2026. Smaug, Surge Foils, and the Lucky Box Trap. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. Using Puzzlewick's affiliate links is one way to support this guide at no extra cost to you. The Hobbit cards most worth checking first are the approximately 500 gleaming gold Smaug copies, Surge Foil treatments, and cards with real play demand such as Bilbo's Gambit, Wizard's Staff, Belladonna Took, and Radagast of Roscoble. Verify collector number, finish, frame, and condition before using any price signal. One lucky opening is not expected value. Robert's first Hobbit box produced a strange little collector lesson. The live estimates on several pulls briefly added up to a little more than twice what he paid. That is a genuine opening story. It is not a forecast, a guarantee, or the expected value of the next box. The useful conclusion is quieter. Do not sweep a Hobbit card into the trade pile until you have checked which physical object it is. The same card name can appear with a different collector number, finish, frame, supply profile, and condition. This guide maps the current signals without freezing volatile prices into the page, then gives every card a sensible destination, deck, collection, research tray, or trade case. Why can two Hobbit cards with the same name be different collector objects? A card name tells you what the piece does in a deck. It does not fully identify the object in your hand. For collecting and trading, record four things: collector number, finish, frame or treatment, and condition. A regular Smaug, a Surge Foil Smaug, and Gleaming Gold Smaug are related printings, not interchangeable price records. The collector number is the fastest anchor because it distinguishes variants without asking a foil surface to behave under bad room light. Finish comes next. Non-foil, traditional foil, surge foil, and a unique premium treatment can occupy very different demand lanes. Frame or treatment identifies the visual family. Condition finishes the record because a sought-after card with edge wear is still the worn copy you actually own. Which Hobbit cards sit at the top of the collector value pyramid? Gleaming Gold Smaug is the scarcity headliner. Wizard says roughly 500 copies of collector number 249 were printed and places that English-only treatment in collector boosters of any language. That is a materially different supply fact from an ordinary mythic or a premium treatment with no stated tiny print run. TCG Player's August 19 value editorial was also unusually surgefall heavy. Gleaming Splendor, Beyond the Fierce, Orcrist, Fateful Discovery, book cover treatments, the Arkenstone, the Queen of Dale, and Smaug printings all appeared in its current snapshot. That tells you which exact objects deserved a second look that week. It does not freeze a price, predict the next box, or turn an asking price into a completed sale. Use the pyramid as a hierarchy of reasons to verify. A playable regular card can move while an ornamental variant rests, and a new deck can change demand faster than a graphic can be updated. Which cards have real player demand instead of only collector sparkle? TCG Player's August 28 weekly magic list showed a different engine from collector rarity. Giant's Boulder, Little Bear, the Middle-earth Journey Full Art Basics, and Radagast of Roscoble appeared alongside broader format staples. The list names a week and a ranking, but not units sold, geography, or full methodology, so Puzzlewick treats it as a useful TCG player demand signal, not a global market census. Keep the lanes separate. A surge foil may command attention because the physical object is scarce and beautiful. A regular card may move because decks want copies. Before trading, ask whether the current signal belongs to this treatment or to the underlying playable card. Set code matters too. Sting Collector 273 is Hob. Mox Amber, the Reaver Cleaver, and Arcane Signet Collectors 94 to 96 are HOC Commander Set printings. They can be desirable Hobbit objects, but they are not cards to expect from an Hob play booster. A familiar world is not a shared collation sheet. What should you do the minute a promising card leaves the pack? Sleeve first, research second. Clean, dry hands, and a fresh sleeve prevent the investigation from becoming the damage event. Record the card name and collector number, then note finish, frame, language, and visible condition. Photograph front and back under neutral light if the card may be traded or sold. Next, compare the exact printing across current listings and recent sales where available. Do not borrow a premium variance result for a regular copy. Do not call a listing a sale. Finally, give the card a destination, deck, collection, research tray, or trade case. A card loose on the kitchen table is not a fifth category. It is a delayed decision with beverage exposure. Which Hobbit sealed product should you buy for the experience you actually want? Play boosters are for draft, sealed, and broad opening. Collector boosters are the premium treatment hunt and the only lane for gleaming gold smog. Bundles are bounded samplers with lands and storage. Scene boxes have a finite 6-card display goal. Singles are for an exact card and finish. These are jobs, not ascending status levels. Draft night turns packs into a 4-person event. A play booster display supports a larger limited plan. The gift bundle adds a deliberate premium flourish. The collector display is the high variance luxury lane. If the goal already has a card name and collector number, stop opening sealed product and buy that exact single when a trusted affiliate option is available. How do condition and provenance change the trade conversation? Condition is part of the object's identity. Use bright neutral light, inspect front, back, corners, and edges, and avoid destructive tests. Foil curvature is not the same as surface wear, but both should be disclosed. A sleeve can hide whitening at the edge. Remove the card only on a clean surface and only when handling is necessary. Provenance is the paper trail, where the card came from, whether the product was sealed, and whether photographs show the same object being offered. It does not make a card authentic by itself, but it gives a buyer or trade partner a coherent record. When the value or authenticity question is serious, stop home experiments and use a reputable local store or established authentication grading service. Should you keep, trade, or sell the card, keep it when it has a defined home, a deck you play, a binder finish line, a scene, an artist page, or a character collection. Trade it when another player values this exact printing more and both sides can identify condition consistently. Sell it when the current demand is meaningful to you and you would rather own the cash or a more important card than the object. Do not force the decision during opening adrenaline. Put uncertain cards in a dated research tray and revisit them after the first weekend's market noise. A collector finish line is allowed to be emotional. A trade description must be factual. Margot permits whimsy in the binder and absolutely none in the collector number. What protection belongs beside a Hobbit opening? Start with standard size matte sleeves, a fitted deck box for anything that travels, and a zipper binder for a bounded collection. Add top loaders only for cards whose value or trade role justifies the extra handling. Store cards upright in a stable indoor environment. Heat, moisture, direct sun, and overfilled binder pages are the actual villains. A playmat protects cards and clarifies the working surface, but it does not need to arrive before the first playable deck. The product shelf below is ordered by job. The exact Hobbit experiences first, then the protection that preserves the cards you genuinely use or collect. Every product photo has its exact tracked Amazon destination. Stock and price remain live at the merchant. Final verdict. Check the object before the card name. Sleeve it, record the collector number, identify the finish and frame, inspect condition under neutral light, then compare current sold and listed signals. Keep a card because it belongs in a deck or collection, trade it because both sides agree on the exact printing and condition, and buy sealed product because you want its opening or event job, not because Robert had one unusually fortunate box. Frequently asked questions. What is the rarest MTG Hobbit card? Wizard says Gleaming Gold Smaug has around 500 printed copies. It is a special collector booster printing and should not be confused with other Smaug cards or treatments. Can Gleaming Gold Smaug appear in play boosters? Number Wizards identifies collector boosters as the product lane for Gleaming Gold Smaug. Does a Surge Foil always mean the card is valuable? Number Surge Foil is a premium finish and a reason to check the exact printing. Current demand, supply, card identity, and conditions still matter. Where is the collector number on a Magic card? It appears in the small information line near the bottom of the card. Use it with the set code, finish, and frame to identify the exact printing. Should I use a card scanner app? Use a scanner as a first-pass catalog tool, not a final appraisal. Confirm the card name, collector number, finish, language, and condition manually. Are TCG Player listed prices the same as sold prices? Number a listing is an asking price. Use current sold or market signals where available and remember that volatile cards can move quickly. Did Robert really get more card value than the box cost? One first box briefly showed live estimates totaling a little more than twice the purchase cost. That is a first-hand anecdote, not expected value or a forecast for another box. Should I buy another box after a lucky opening? Only if you want the next box's opening, draft, or collection experience at its full cost. A lucky first result does not change the odds of the next sealed product. What should I sleeve immediately? Sleeve any card you may play, trade, collect, scan repeatedly, or research as a premium printing. Use clean hands and avoid unnecessary removal. What is the best Hobbit product for four players? Draft Night is the clearest self-contained four-person Hobbit opening and limited event, provided one host can teach draft and deck construction.